The West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. There's a blast from the past, a bit of Aussie gold from the archives, Roxas, and Where Are You Now from 1991. Well, as you know, on Australia Day, the West Coast Spirit Awards winners were announced at the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic Australia Day, and one of the recipients was Vicky Knowles from Strawn. She's had 20 years service as a volunteer ambulance officer, with 10 years of that being in Strawn, and recently has become a Justice of Peace. So we're going to have a chat about that this morning, what she's done and why she does. So it's great to have her on the telephone right now. Good morning, Vicky. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Good morning, Skirvay. My pleasure.
Okay, well, you've been going now for 20 years. Just what keeps you going?
It's hard to say. I suppose it's just something that comes naturally, helping people, doing what you incorporate it into your everyday life. You just make time to volunteer, to do what you need to do to help people out. And I think it just becomes a natural part of your life. And after, well, it's 23 years now, actually.
Okay, all right.
But after that time, yeah, it does. It just becomes a natural part of your life.
Sure. What got you, what was the reason, what got you motivated to start with the ambulance service?
My husband, Knocker, went into it first when we moved to Tarralea. And I actually entered or put my application in then, but because I had younger children, I pulled back, but I was still working in the background. And it wasn't until about 5 years later in 2000 that I then thought, it's my time to do what I needed to do, because it's such, you know, Waiatina, Ouse, Hamilton, and all Bronte Park, and it's just so isolated, and,
yeah,
and there was a great need then.
And that, yeah, and that is the difference down here on the West Coast to say in the more metropolitan areas like Hobart and Launceston. It would be a totally different experience, because people themselves who are in need of your services are isolated in themselves, and there's that connection straight away. And I'm sure you get the personal satisfaction of actually helping those particular people.
You do. I mean, you go into someone's home and just to see someone who might be very sick still give you a smile, because you're making a difference. You're walking in there, you're company for them, you're a bit of a lifeline, you assist them until the paramedics and that get there. And, you know, so just to know that just being there makes a little difference without all the hands-on that you then give to make their life a little bit better.
Yeah, you're the first point of call, and to have somebody local doing that is an advantage down here, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't take long before everyone to get to know you.
No.
And then you know, years later they say, oh yes, I remember you, thank you for what you did at such and such a time, you know. So, yes, being hands-on, first port of call, really makes a difference.
And that's, again, it's the fact that they remember you, even though years might have passed or whatever, that's how much of an impact you must have created. So that must give you great satisfaction as well.
It certainly does.
Yes.
It certainly, you know, you don't get the thanks there. Well, you don't go doing it for the thanks.
No.
But, you know, you just hope that everything turns out well. And when they say thank you later on, you know that you've done a good job and they're happy with the care that they were given, and they're grateful for it.
All right, well, let's go to your other recent role. You've recently become a Justice of Peace because you saw a need for one in Strawn on the West Coast. What were your reasons why, apart from that? What motivated you to get into that?
Oh, I'd been thinking about it for quite a while, and I had spoken to Justice of Peace in Queenstown and spoke to Louise Hart in Strawn, and I think there was a need because so much pressure was put on Louise. As she said, she seemed to be the only one, and she was at the call each time. And so I decided, well, maybe that's something I can do. And did a little bit of training, probably about 3 years ago now.
Okay.
Bit of training and, passed. And now it's just another little thing that I do for the community.
And have you had a lot of people interacting with you over that time?
Surprisingly enough, how many you do, yes. You might think, oh, you might be there just doing a little honorary role for someone every now and then, but no, it turned out to be a little bit more than that, but you fit it into whatever you're doing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and again, it would be an easy transition for you in Strawn particularly because you're known obviously at the golf club, having somebody that they can trust straight away. They're there, you know, so that, again, is a bonus.
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, I take it seriously too. I mean, it's, you know, it's like the ambulance, the confidentiality that entails you doing that, and the same as the JP, you know. No one gets any information out of me, I can assure you.
No, that's right. No, yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, look, part of the reason why we do this kind of thing is it's like a PR exercise because we are aware, I think we're all aware actually, not just us here at 7XS, that there is a shortage of volunteers because there are people that can have been volunteering in organisations for 50 years, but there does come a time when they can't do it anymore and they need people to step up to the plate. And we are aware that a lot of young people in particular, there are some who are doing it, but there is a need for young people to step up to the plate. What do you say? What is the best thing you can say to help people to consider becoming a volunteer?
Oh, look, there's no hard and fast rule to volunteer. Every volunteer job is different. And that's what you've got to look at. But I think if you can volunteer time, doesn't matter how much time, to something, it will give you great satisfaction. When you move into like ambulance or fire or anything else, there's a lot more time involved, I think. And it's not 9 to 5. It is outside hours too. But any little bit of help you can, I think, You gain a lot of satisfaction knowing that you are helping your community, helping a person, helping families, and helping yourself. You know, I think it's good for your own mental stability to go outside your comfort zone and do something to help others and learn. You know, it's a big learning curve. You never stop learning.
No, that's the thing, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
it is.
That's a good point.
But satisfaction, I think, knowing that you are helping neighbour, your family, your town, your country.
Yep.
Yeah, basically.
Absolutely, no good. Now, the award itself, I mean, obviously, it's a great honour, and you don't, I would think you'd be one of these people who don't seek these types of awards. But does the award motivate you to go further with your volunteering?
I think I've nearly reached the pinnacle. I'm on the other spectrum.
Yeah,
I'm on the age spectrum, but that's not going to stop me from, you know, moving into something else other than the ambulance. I mean, there's certainly plenty of things around town I can do, you know, groups I can get into if I want to over the next couple of years. But, you know, there comes a time in life where you've got to think, maybe I can't do it. Maybe it's the old bones or the movements or whatever. But, you know, you can still help in lots of ways. So I'll volunteer for as long as I can, you know, and then decide whether to take it easy. Yeah.
Well, good on you. Thank you so much for all that you've done over the more than 20 years service for the ambulance service, obviously, and your recent things that you've been getting to as well. Look, thank you so much. It means a lot to the community. Congratulations on your award. And look, thanks for joining us today.
No, thank you. It was such an honour. Much appreciated.
Okay, our pleasure. Thank you. All right, that's Vicky Knowles, winner of the West Coast Spirit Awards, or one of them, for 2022, joining us this morning on 7XS.